Rubio warns U.S. diplomats to stay silent amid sensitive Iran negotiations. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued a directive instructing American ambassadors in the Middle East to avoid all public comments, interviews, and social media activity that could inflame tensions or complicate U.S. diplomatic efforts with Iran. The memo, obtained by The Guardian, emphasized that disciplined public messaging is essential amid rising regional tensions, and was widely interpreted as a rebuke of U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee. Huckabee had recently sparked outrage in the Middle East by declaring on Tucker Carlson's podcast that Israel has a biblical right to much of the region's land, suggesting it would be acceptable if Israel took it all. The directive, sent on the 23rd of February, came just 2 days after Huckabee's remarks drew regional condemnation, and as White House officials grew alarmed that such statements could harden Iran's stance ahead of last-ditch nuclear negotiations. President Donald Trump was reportedly angry with Huckabee for interfering with talks, which are being led by envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. The administration is attempting to secure a deal requiring Iran to destroy its main nuclear enrichment sites at Fordow, Isfahan, and Natanz, targets of Trump's previous bombing campaign, and to transfer its remaining nuclear stockpile to the U.S. Unlike the 2015 nuclear accord, which included sunset provisions, the Trump team insists on a permanent agreement. However, the latest talks in Geneva ended in disappointment, with Iran rejecting proposals to halt enrichment or ship out enriched uranium, leaving Trump's consideration of future airstrikes unresolved. The controversy highlights tensions within the administration as it pursues a hardline strategy against Iran, while trying to prevent diplomatic sabotage from within. Rubio is expected to travel to Israel to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, while Huckabee's comments continue to reverberate. His biblical justification for Israeli territorial claims, citing the covenant in the Book of Genesis that spans from the River of Egypt to the Euphrates, sparked sharp criticism from Arab leaders, who condemned it as a breach of diplomatic norms. Despite Huckabee's qualification that Israel was not presently seeking such expansion,